We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Shin Samach Gimel. The Halachas of Amavin Alechi, Sif Lamed, is page 448. Rishon Dal of Meiz. Says Mechab Amavin a alleyway. Shetzidai Echad Arach Echad Katzer. One side is long and one side is narrow. Afila Ein Tzad the Arach Oidiv Al Katzer Arba Amos. Even if the long side is not more than the narrow one, 4 Amos. In a Manech Hakayra, you cannot put the crossbeam. Eli can I get a Katzer? Only opposite the narrow, which, as the Dirshah 122 brings the picture, what does it mean one side is long? It means, say, along the length, the wall extends by one longer than the other one, so one is narrow. So even if the long one is not even more than the narrow one, than the shorter one, 4 amas, you can't put the crossbeam. It has to be just opposite where, it has to end where the shorter one goes. Can't extend the mavli, even though the wall of the longer one continues to go. But if he wants to, yasacham turis pesach balachs, and he could make a door frame on a diagonal, as the Dirshah 123 brings the picture. You put a pole by the shorter one and one by the long one, and then you put a string, and that's going to be on a diagonal from the shorter one to the long one. V'teicha mavli, and inside the mavli, yichalanicha kar balachs, you could put also a crossbeam on a diagonal. So the Dirshah 124 brings the picture. Here the walls go all the way to the end. They're equal. But if one wants to, one can have inside the mavli also on the diagonal. U'mishtamesh b'katzer, and then you could use on the short side as it continue to tefresh chaf hey, k'neged ha-katzer until, you know, where the shorter one is. Ba'arach, k'neged arach, and then the long one until opposite where the long one is. Says the Mishbur Sivkat and Kav Chav Gimel. So if you have a mavli, shetidei echad arach, that one side is long. And that is v'nimshach kasel rishos harabim, that its wall extends into the rishos harabim yisim b'kais l'sheni more than the second wall. Sivkat and kufchav da'al. So then nafila ein tzad b'chula. Then even if the longer side is not longer on the shorter, more than it's not even a distance of 4 amas, still you cannot put it, until opposite the short one.
So says the mishmaru of the same thing is afila pachas mizah, that even less than this. You also cannot place like negative cuts of dafkas, be specifically only up until the edge of the shorter one, and not on a diagonal. As the Shar Tzin Ois Koftes says, as it sounds like from the reasoning of the Gemara, and this is obviously in Lashon Rambam, and he says, look at the Be'alocha, the Maschel Shetzido. Says the Mishra Vatam, the reason is, the Kairo, the halach of the cross beam is Mishim Hekra, so he was made because of a sign. Kedei deloy leisei lebechel mishras ram, that you don't come to mix up the mavi with rishras ram ubalachson lebeheker, on the diagonal it's not a recognizable sign, right? And that is the miyanicha balachson. We put a diagonal vishtamishing and you utilize b'tzad ha'orach and the side of the long part neged ha'orach opposite where the long part is. She'ein doifin connected with there's no wall opposite. And Harayz, whoever's going to see this, he's going to say, oh, shemut l'shtamish b'rishras ram. You're allowed to utilize the area of the rishras ram. V'she'ein oisei oidir doimishim in the mavi, because that protrusion doesn't seem to be part of the mavi, because the other wall doesn't go. V'zeh ha'tam, and that's the reason the hitter achkach b'shulchan aruch, that the subsequently b'shulchan aruch permits l'anich ha'kara b'teich ha'mavi b'lachsam, but to put the in the mavi itself on the diagonal shasham l'yibol deze l'itter, so it's not going to come to bring to an error. L'hat l'shtamish b'rishras ram, to come to b'med, to utilize in rishras ram. Sivkat n'chav chafeh, but if he wants to, Yaz Hashem Turis Pesach Balachsan. He can make, however, Turis Pesach, a door frame in the diagonal. Vishtamish Barkatz, he can make it Katz, and then he can utilize, you know, where the end, the short one ends where that is. And where the long one ends where it ends. For time, the reason is the Turis Pesach, because the door frame, Havakame Mechitzi Gemur, is like a full fledged wall. Mechitzi Gemur, but man, sure, a full fledged wall, that's effective. A full Balachsan, even diagonal. The Fellow Hayerachim Pesach Amav, Yismes Amas, and even if the width of the opening of the Mavu was more than 10 Amas, Gam came with all the Turis Pesach, has also been through a Turis Pesach, Kidalalik, but if you're in the position, one side post near the long side, but one side post near the narrow part, they're not effective to permit on a diagonal. And even if the diagonal was not more than 10 amas, because even though the side post is not just as a hacker, not like the kairim, however, the side post and the long side, it's not going to be permitted to utilize near it, because there is no wall opposite it. So there is not permitted to utilize only opposite the side post that's standing on the narrow side. That permits only opposite in the where it's straight, which is Sharatzin is kufyud Beis says that that's not like the other Shabbos and the Bach. And the Kofrid Gimli says that if you make the two lechis inside the Mavli, so that's better than the crossbeam, where there it's not permitted only Balachsim, but over here, that the outer lechi permits opposite equally as brought in the Taz. Says Mr. Rufrid, he says, I'm not aware of this, specifically in a mother. Shemutab lechi echad, which is permitted with one lechi. A bachatza, but a quarter, shetok shnei pasim, which need two boards. Oyba mavoy shalonu, or an arm of voice. Sheshlam din chazis, which has a locha as courtyards. A full ad mokam hachatza, and even a bedella narrow area, kamke in any material of the shtam, is also not permitted to utilize achay, since shalay nuchal itzar for the lechi achay, you cannot combine with it the other lechi. Shayna oimanak, which is not facing opposite it. Why can't different tzokh lizar? One has to be careful, but mokam shemaim in shtay lechayim, when you're putting up two sideboards, yamid mashab is a kenegetzeh, one should be opposite the other one, balibalach, since it's not in diagonal. Now, for Tzuras HaPesach, Mahani, however, Tzuras HaPesach is effective, a fill balach, and even diagonal canal, like we mentioned before. Because of Chodesh Rashba, the Chodesh Rashba writes, the Tzuras HaPesach, Mahani, a door frame is effective, a fill ha yitzad echad oidev al chaver arba amas v'yayis, even if one side was more further away than the other one by dal ramas, do come in mechitzik more again, it's like a full-fledged wall, which you could do whatever, however you want it to be, it's still a wall. Sivkan kaf chavav. Now, in the mavli, yochal anich b'chul, then you could put the crossbeam on the diagonal and utilize by the short opposite the short and the long opposite the long. It says ayin betaz, so betaz that is inclined to dafke im balachsin en yus mesa amas. That specifically, even the diagonal is not more than 10 amas. The lavach because they're not also be forbidden. The Sharatzin as Kopidal says, and as is written in the Sefer in the Sound of Gun Yaakov and Shulchanatzi Shittim, he quotes that it's permitted. It says even though in the Pashas the Gemara sounds like the proof of the Taz Lachaira, you could reject and differentiate between out of the Mavi and in the Mavi, because we come out in the beginning of Avon that the Chalal Mavi is what we learned in the Mishnah. But that's the case. Just as it says, it's more than 10 amas you have to minimize, is also going in the ear space. And here the ear space is not wider than 10 amas. So he says, both in the Mishnah Berurah, in Be'alacha, in the Sharatzin, talk over there in the Be'alacha, the Maschal Yachal. Which, if you look at the Be'alacha, he says, look at Mishnah Berurah, Be'esef Kodakhov, what we wrote in the Taz. He says, according to what we brought previously in the words of Yishalmi, it's obvious from there, at least, that if you put the Kaira, the crossman diagonal, in a way that one side is extended from the other one only less than 3 amas, then, even if it comes out with the diagonal width of the Mavi, more than 10 amas, it can be permitted because since the Chalav, the earspace of the Mavi itself, it does not contain but 10 amas. Other bi'alachas. The maskal shetzide echad aruch, shetzide echad katzos. Like we said, the Mavi, one wall is longer, one is shorter, then even if it's not more by dalar amas, still, you can only do opposite the shorter one. So it's Likma Shbura, Sif Kotten, Kuf Chav Dalad, which he referenced in the Sharatzi in this Bihalacha. Now we said that the same thing is less than that measurement. And the proof is from that says in the Gemara in the teaching of Rava that by Lachsin, diagonal is not a hacker, it sounds like even 2 or 3 amas. Of the Yishalmi, that the later Bihalacha just referenced this Yishalmi, that's proof within the teaching of Kahana, that if the excess was less than 3 amas, even if it was within the diagonal more than 10, it's going to be permitted. Obviously, the reason is because since the halal of the mavi itself, just the airspace, it does not contain more than 10 amas. So in that particular, that the diagonal that it adds on to the excess that up until 3 amas that we consider as if it's straight, that's the case. L'chayr, it's possible to say, the inner quant, what we pass in like Rabbi, that occur is because of hekar, and the balachsin is not a hekar. It's possible that specifically in the way that Rav Kahana is told about that the excess is less than 4 amas, but if the diagonal that goes out from the excess of less than 3 amas, it's possible that we don't consider it a diagonal at all. It's just because it's not such a big angle, and if it would be a hacker, or from the Simon Rambam that they say when he writes a mavish tzidechad arach tzidechad katzah, it sounds like in all cases you cannot put it but opposite the katzah. However, it seems to me clear to the Be'alacha that at least one does not have to be stringent only when it's visible to everyone that one side is longer than the other one. But if it's not so explicit to the eye, it's just by our measurement you know one side is longer, that we're not particular about that. On that, you can't say that what Rashi says Bnei Rosham are going to come to make a mistake. Also seems to say that even regarding two lechis, that the Chayyot mentions that we needed to have to be exactly one opposite the other one, not a diagonal, the way I quoted Mishnah Berurah. But even if we're going to be stringent that a small diagonal is also called a lachsan, that's specifically if it's visible to the eye, that's a lachsan, but they weren't so stringent that it literally you have to measure with a plumb line to make sure it's exact. You can only put the crossbeam opposite the shorter wall. Master Shekel writes that that's because that even if you're going to put in diagonal, even so, you're not going to be able to carry, even by the area where it's longer, only opposite where it's shorter. But if you want to play in the diagonal and not to carry, but opposite the shorter one, he says, you're allowed to look over there, look at Primogum that disagrees and hold. And from wording the Gemara, sounds like that you would put it opposite the longer wall. It's not going to help at all. Look at his reason, and it's logical like him, says the Be'alacha. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number. The halacha that we just quoted says in all cases you could only put it connected to katzah, and that's the Pinchas Nes. You have to put it literally opposite the shorter one. The rest of it. From Yishami, you don't see only that the shear is up until three, and it doesn't explain that the kavan is three ames. You could say the kavan is three tvachim, and that could halacha love it, and that's how it seemed that the Bavli does not hold like that. Rather, that you have to literally put it connected to katzah. You have to put it literally opposite the narrow one. In addition number 126. Be'alacha said they weren't so stringent that to be exactly that you have to be able to measure. Pinchas Nish is that the cross beam has to be laying literally opposite the shorter one with measuring, and it's not enough just like how it appears. And so with two side posts, you have to put it literally one opposite the other, you have to measure. And he explains that whatever is recognizable with measuring is recognizable with seeing. It's just people make a mistake, and you know, how could you make it like a measurement that just because they see? He also writes that it's a good idea how to make two side posts that they should be literally one opposite the other, to make it in diagonal, like the Dirsha brings the picture, that you see the two side posts are like a diagonal going inward, then you don't have to make it exactly that the edges have to be one opposite the other. Rather, even if one area on one lechi is opposite some area of the other lechi opposite it, they're considered mechuban zekan negezeh. Because since when the lechi is on a diagonal, every mashu, which that's the share of the thickness of a lechi, on the face of lechi, could be considered as a lechi on its own, because since it's closing the mavi more, so it's like it's every one is closing another part of the mavi more of inward, and so for that reason, you can make a round lechi, and so too, you could place it in the diagonal from the outside, which the issue brings a picture that actually it's diagonally going outward, 45-degree angle, that then, if the place of one diagonal is precisely opposite the other one, a diagonal, then you could permit from the lech, and there mabuchutz, it's visible from the outside. Chaznesh writes that still, in the first way, the lech is helpful specifically if you place a diagonal in the measurement that it gathers 10 tefachim from 4 amas. That is, that if the lech was a length of 4 amas, and it was made a diagonal, it would close the opening of the mavi yud tefachim. Then it's considered as a machitza to the side of the opening of the mavi. But if the form of the alachsan does not gather in that measurement, Chaznesh writes, it's possible that lech is considered a continuation of the wall, the chutzor, or the mavi, and it would not help to permit at all. That specifically if the alachsan starts right away, like a continuation of the wall of the mavi, but if it sticks out a little bit into the halal of the mavi, not in the diagonal, so that part would be considered as a lech. Dishu 127, Sharatzian had said, Lamaisa, the halal is not wider than 10. Now, Pinchas Nesh, in all cases, one should not place the crossbeam and the diagonal that's more than 10 amas, because since behind the crossbeam is a karmelis, the back part, because the curve does not permit that area, and it comes out that the mobi is open to a karmelis that's more than 10 amas, and there's no swara that the wall that's beyond the curve should be effective to minimize the halal. He also writes that when you place the curve by Lachsen, it has to be that you don't have that the longer side extends on the narrow one 4 amas, because if it is a length of 4 amas, it comes out that the mavi is open and it's length of a karmelis, and it's not permitted with a kar, the way explains previously that kar is not effective only on the side of the width of the mavi, not on the side of the length. He also writes that it needs to be that the length of the mavi in the narrow place to be more than the length is more than the, where the length is, the long one is more than the narrow one. That if not, then it's considered that the long wall of the mavi is permitted through a kaira, because since when we're discussing regarding the ticket of this side, so the mavi has halacha of rachba yisa al arkai, and this is all the shittasa, as we previously explained, the be'alacha and shin samachesa based in mas chitzarach. If the walls of the chatzah themselves are on a diagonal, and through this they close a part of the airspace of the opening of the mavi, as the dish brings a picture, you see it's like the two side walls are narrowing as they go. So he writes that they're not considered as a lechi and a pas and a pas and a merubah on this side, only if the side walls of the chatz and the mavoi are actually first straight in the length of Vortvachim, and only afterwards they start angling on the diagonal, as the Disher brings a picture. See that they're regular walls, and then in the middle halfway they start narrowing. Such a case, then the walls are considered, the alachsan walls are considered as a lechi and a pas or oim and merubah, but he remains with tzrachin, and elsewhere in 79 Bezi. The Chaznish holds that it is effective, and that's the course of Allah, and Shin Allah is Shin Samach Gimel, and then Shin Samach Hei.